Look, nothing like getting out and doing a bit of cycling. It's a nice bit of exercise, bit of fresh air as well. But there may come a time where that is no longer an option. And if you still like to get out and enjoy some of the great scenic parts of the Hunter, great way to think about that will be with Cycling Without Age. And the CEO of Novacare is going to talk with us about all of that, plus Travel with Purpose in a moment. Good morning, Joseph McCarthy. Cycling Without Age, can you take us through what it is and how it's grown recently?
Yes, certainly. So Cycling Without Age is a program that began in Denmark and has now gone to between 30 and 40 countries. And where it first started was someone went past an older person at the side of the road and in Copenhagen and thought, wouldn't it be great if I could actually take that person for a ride? So they actually went and hired a trishaw and they took the person, knocked on the door, went in there and said, would someone like to go for a ride on a bike? I guess from that first start, it's a concept that's now gone around the world, including now to Newcastle and to Lake Macquarie. And the idea is, I guess, is connecting with people, giving an opportunity for people to get out and about in their community, enjoying the great environment that we've got, and being able to share stories and being part of the one tribe.
Yeah, it really is a great concept. I'm just looking at some photos now, the nice little red carts that are bumbling around there, and sort of a great bit of exercise for the person doing the cycling behind them as well. The idea of Travel with Purpose, it's a tour that's coming up. Can you take us through where that's going to go and what was behind that?
Yeah, so Tour with Purpose actually has just begun. So we've just been down at Honeysuckle, and we've got six young guys who've turned up from Denmark and they're riding three bikes. They've just begun from Newcastle this morning and their end goal is to go to Hobart. But their first goal in the next 5 days is to get to Mudgee and tonight they're looking to stay in Singleton.
Okay, so that's a nice little trip.
Yeah, so there's six guys having a gap year and I guess they're involved in volunteering with older people in Denmark and they thought that it'd be a great chance for them to go to a different country and try and grow, I guess, Cycling Without Age in Australia.
Well, Brendan, with the temperatures expected to get into the mid-30s by tomorrow, they haven't picked the best time to do it. It might be a bit of a weather shock, not a culture shock.
It's funny because they're very excited about how warm it is, but I'm not sure they're going to be as excited in the next couple of days.
They don't realise it yet, but they'll have a story to tell. Joseph, thank you so much for sharing a bit of that with us here this morning.
No problem. It's our pleasure.
CEO of Novacare, Joseph McCarthy, and we have some information at the morning show page of 2NURFM.com all about cycling without age.